this goes to really the individual player that makes an unbelievable effort in the community, that's there at almost every event, that spends their day off during the season and really works in the community hands-on. And I couldn't be more proud but to give it to Brian, and it's just congratulations.
Thank you very much. I know Mr. Snyder, he really wanted to roast me good about last week, but he kind of took it easy on me. I rolled about 15 times crying and stuff. But good thing is I'm good, though. But like I said, I'd like to thank the Redskin organization, obviously, for what they've done for me, drafting me. I'd like to thank, obviously, Mr. Snyder, Bruce Allen, Coach Shanahan, and the rest of my teammates for always helping me out with different events I like to do. Obviously with the golf tournament and the different youth camps I have, not only here in the Redskin family, but also in Texas as well. And, you know, like I said, I just try to be the best role model I can be. You know, I have a young son at home, and every time he looks at me, he's a huge inspiration for me. So whenever time I see, a young child, that wants an autograph or wants to spend, 2-3 minutes, it's hard for me to pass that up. And, every time I'm going to the grocery store or anything like that, and I see a bunch of Redskin fans, just happy that I'm there, getting, the regular stuff in the store. They're so excited. And, I don't mind sharing a photo or, autographs and stuff like that, because it means a lot to me. When I was young, I looked up to a lot of people as well. And, like I said, I can't say how much this means a lot to me. Not only excelling on the field, but also success off the field as well, with the different things that I do and also that my teammates do as well, hopefully we're looking forward to a big year this year. I'm not going to make any high expectations this year, obviously, because we tend to do that all the time and kind of somewhat get disappointed. But this year, I think we're just going to be quiet and, create some havoc, once we get started in New Orleans. So I'm excited about this season. And I'm excited about the future of this team. Hail to the Redskins.
This is a real honor for me because this young man went to one of my favorite schools, USC. And I have a lot of good friends out there. The other thing is that the strange thing about our game, that when a young man reaches his fifth year, that is really the prime years. And if you notice, except for injuries, usually a guy goes on and have a heck of a career. Fred Davis is going into his fifth year, and there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to give us what we want this coming year. We're going to have a guy who is snatching that ball away from everybody. He has that kind of ability, and I know he will do it. So it's my pleasure to present to you Mr. Fred Davis, Offensive Player of the Year.
Thing you didn't give it to Doc. He's a Bruin, so let me hold it. First off, I just want to say, I just want to give all thanks to God, because without him, this wouldn't be possible at all. So after saying that, I just want to also, thank you. Appreciate it. Just give thanks, man, to the organization. I just want to give thanks to Coach Shanahan believing in me, to my ability, Mike, you know, Kyle, and all the other guys in the organization as well, and the coaches, staff, Danny Smith. You probably wouldn't believe I'd be here 4 years ago, because I wasn't the greatest rookie. But after all that I've been through, I've learned a lot, done a lot of things. But I know now where I'm at, and I'm very appreciative. And I just want to thank Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen, for definitely believing me to bring me back this year and show what I can do on the field and give me the opportunity to play here. As well as that, I just want to say this award is an individual award, but to me it's a team effort because no one can play football by themselves. So I always got to thank my offensive linemen, quarterbacks, receivers, everybody, man. Everybody played a part in everything that we do together. So I just want to thank everybody else. And this year is going to be a great year, and let's do what we got to do.
Thank you. I want to first thank the Redskins organization for bestowing this honor on me. You know, back when I first came to Washington back in 1974, the first thing that George Allen said to me was, "Mose, kickers are made to be seen and not heard." And so I tried to model my career after that, that I wanted to make sure that every time I was seen on the field, that I was doing the best that I could to be successful and to help my teammates and our team win. And this honor of naming this award after me, I really feel humbled. You know, kickers, as I said, are supposed to be seen, not heard, and this is awfully loud. And I want to congratulate Bobby and Sam for this award being in your names for the defensive offensive players. It's a great honor for anybody, but for us and for me and my family. I brought my family, they're here today and very honored, and we thank you. We thank the families here in Washington for allowing us to be a part of this this area. This has been our home since 1974, and we love you people, and you're why we're here. It's hard to take a Texan out of Texas, but I'm here in Virginia, and we'll be here. But I thank you for this, and Dan and Bruce, Coach, thank you for this honor. I do appreciate it. And I know the Redskins, we're back on our feet. We're going back, we're going to be back, and we're going to be in the glory days again. And we're starting it off. RG3 is here. We're going to get I know he's going to be a great asset to this team, as the rest of the guys are. It's not a one-man organization. It takes all these guys to win. That's one thing you do learn when you get in there, that playing in the NFL, it's a team sport. One guy doesn't do it. It takes everybody. If you break that chain link, it's no good. So everybody's got to contribute. And I know this year, from what I've seen and heard, that everybody's on the same page and they're all pulling in the same direction, and I know they're going to be a great organization. But I'm here to honor a young man who the last couple of years has been a real asset to the Washington Redskins. As I say, it's for me to be able to stand up here and honor a special teams player is very humbling, because I had the ringside seat all those years of playing, especially on kickoffs. When I would kick off, I got to watch all those guys run down from behind and see all of the contact that took place. I remember we had a young man by the name of Mike Hancock. Some of you guys remember Mike. He was here early on in the 70s. Mike, you remember him, I know. Mike Hancock was, he was what we call the wedge buster. And I remember one game, the last game he ever played in for the Washington Redskins, and he was only with the Redskins, I think, 2 or 3 years. And he was covering a kickoff, and he hit the wedge so hard that he busted the eye lobe above his eye, and the whiplash from the hit broke his ankle. That's how hard he hit it. That's special teams. These are guys that go out every game, and they put everything they have on the line. Their careers, their lives, and everything is on the line when they cover those kicks, and they go down and they do the best they can every time. Back in our day, everyone used to come into the shower when we would get ready and get our pep talk from Wayne Sevier to get ready for that game. And everybody on the team would come in to hear the pep talk to get fired up from the game from the special teams. That was the leadership role that all the special teamers all these years have taken since George Allen first came to Washington. Every team since then has taken extreme excitement in having an opportunity to play on special teams. So today we have an honor to honor a great young man that does those very things. Lorenzo Alexander has proven that he is a great player, not just as a special teamer. But he's just a great person on and off the field. He's a leader on the field, whether he's on defense or offense. He's played almost every position, I think, out there on both of them at one time or another. But he's always been the guy that's out there ready to put it on the line for his teammates. Any football player that's ever played the game knows that what they do every time they go out on the field is they're playing. Everything else is out of their mind. But the one thing that's always in their mind is they never want to let down their teammates. They never want to let down their teammates. Lorenzo is that guy. Lorenzo, let's roll the film.
Good afternoon. It's great for me to be here tonight again or this afternoon. I always love this event. The Redskins have done great by me, especially the alumni. We're like a huge family, and it's awesome because I just look around this room, some of the guys I've got to know intimately over the years, and they become like second uncles to me. So my man Doc right here, we got B. Mitch, LeVar, Eddie Mason, several other guys that have really kind of taken me in and really teaching me what the Redskins way is, how to play this game, how to go out and play hard. And I really try to embody that every time I step on the field. You know, even guys like CP, who just became an alumni, watching him as a young guy in this league, how he used to run down the field, blocking for receivers and allowing them to score, just was really inspirational. So I've kind of taken all of that and just really put that in part of my game. And that's why I like to go out there, lay it on the line, because guys like that, it taught me well. You know, again, I'd like to thank Mr. Snyder and the whole ownership team for what they've done for me. Bruce, Coach Shanahan, for really giving me the opportunity to come out here and play whatever position. I love doing it. Obviously, I'm 20 pounds lighter now because I'm doing inside linebacker. And it's really all God's glory. He's really given me the ability and the opportunities to do these different things throughout my career. And each time I've played a different position, I've been blessed with like a Chris Samuels or London Fletcher now to learn from, to be able to take those guys' knowledge and abilities and apply it to myself so that I can go out there and perform. So it's really nothing that I've done. It's really just the opportunity that's been given to me. And again, I'm just so excited and about this season. It's going to be a great one, I think. Obviously we want to keep quiet and obviously like everybody's saying, just go show it more than talk about it. But just grind it out. As special teams players, we're the body punchers. We're trying to set everybody up, and that's my goal this year. We got great guys on special teams because this is not all just me. We got guys like our kickers, Graham Gunnow, Sav Rocca, Nick Sundberg, the long snapper, who allowed me to really get down there. We have my boy Reed Dowdy that does a great job. Niles Paul, Perry Riley, all these guys allow me to do my job at a high level. So it's never just me. Secondly, this is also very important to me that my mom is here this evening. This is her first time being here. Just like to thank her for all she's been able to do for me, all the sacrifice, all the long hours that she's done put into me, taking me to games, allowing me to be the man I am today so that I can be the husband I am to my wife, who's also here. She takes care of our family, our business. She really allows me to go to work with a peace of mind, to go out there and not worry about nothing. And I think that's why I've been able to be successful in this league. So, again, just thank you. I continue to go out there, lay it on the line each and every time. And hopefully I have some more big hits this year for you guys.
I'm going to introduce a guy that has played longer than I have. And I'm talking about a guy by the name of London Fletcher, okay? He's the man. 15 years in the National Football League that he has played. And he has played it very, very well. I've watched him. And he doesn't let up on anything, regardless of who has the football. London Fletcher is going to make the hit. So 15 years in the National Football League, he deserves a big hand, and I'd like to introduce him right now. London Fletcher.
Thanks, Sam. You know, I miss you, man. Sam hasn't been around the last couple weeks, and I told him I missed him. You know, there's a lot of great Redskins up here, but Sam's my favorite guy. The reason being, he played the position I played, and us middle linebackers, we kind of think and feel a different way. You know, we're a little crazy, in other words. I want to thank God for this position to be here again, you know, winning this award. You know, thank Mr. Snyder, Redskins organization, Bruce Allen, Coach Shanahan, you know, and everybody who plays a part in me being successful on the field each and every Sunday. You know, the coaches, Coach Hazlitt, he entrusts me to do a lot of different things on the football field, makes different checks and adjustments, you know, that I may feel on the football field. Coach Bernie, who makes sure his defensive line do a great job of not allowing anybody to touch me, you know, and I appreciate that, Coach. I really do, because I don't like to be touched, you know, trying to get to the football. You know, to my defensive linemen, you know, Barry Cofield in particular, Adam Carricker, you know, Stephen Bowen, and all those guys, they do a great job of allowing me to do my job. My other linebackers, you know, they also do a great job. And I'm looking forward to working with Coach Slowick this year. You know, this is a first year coaching the linebackers. I'm excited about how he can help me improve my game, and also Young Slow as well. Excited about Raheem Morris as a defensive coach coming in as a defensive backs coach. Great great coach, brings a lot of energy and excitement into the room. I don't even need coffee when he's in the room. You know, that's a great thing. You know, a lot of guys also like to congratulate the other award winners, Lorenzo, Fred, and Brian. You know, congratulations to you all. Rack won this award last year, but I'm back. I just had to, you know, say a little something to mess with Rack, because he messed with me last year when he was up here. But again, you know, just congratulations to those guys. A lot of them mentioned not having expectations and just kind of flying under the radar. I'm old, so I got expectations. I'm going to tell you that now. But, you know, one of the great things I think about this football team, and I was talking to Coach Shanahan about it, I don't know if we realize how much talent we have. You know, a lot of guys, this is a young team. A lot of different positions, guys haven't been used to winning in a lot of situations. But believe me, I really wanted to come back to this team because of some of the things that you know, the organization was able to do from a free agent standpoint. Obviously, getting Robert as a quarterback brought a lot of excitement. But this team has a lot of talent, a lot of talent. You know, as far as expectations, you know, we don't know what the future holds. But what I will say, don't set limitations on yourself. Don't say, okay, well, maybe we can win 8 games or 10 games or things like that. Don't set any limitations, you know, on yourself. We have a great talented football team, and it's up for us to go out and show this. I'm excited about being with the Redskins again. Thank you again. Thank God for this award. Thank my wife for supporting me each and every Sunday. Hail to the Redskins.